So look, ladies and gentlemen, I know that a lot of you guys watching this video are feeling incredibly stuck in your lives. You have these incredible goals, dreams, aspirations, but you just don't know how to accomplish them. Now, if that is you, I need you to listen very, very, very closely to the rest of this video, because in today's video, I'm going to be talking about how you can reclaim back your life using the dopamine detox. Now, real quick, let me tell you the first place that you're probably stuck, because most people think that they lack energy or they lack knowledge, aka the know-how, and that is why they are not where they want to be in life. Well, that's actually wrong. The main thing that you are lacking is focus. Because when you are a person who has a lot of focus and can focus in on a singular thing, then it's very easy to actually get the know-how and, you know, the tangible knowledge needed to accomplish your goals. And second, when you're focused in on a singular task and you can do that for a long time, you really start to enjoy it. Now, how do you cultivate focus? And this is really where the dopamine detox comes in. Because let me tell you the state of normal people. Right now, most people on their desk, they have three different devices. They have an iPad, an iPhone, a computer. Each one has, you know, bell notifications going on. While that's running on a separate tab, they've got their Twitter feed running 24/7. And for me, one of the funniest things are seeing people with, you know, multi-display setup. You know, for me, one of the ways that I was actually able to get to $10 million after tax by the age of 21 was through focus. And one of the ways that I was able to focus was I've always just had one monitor in front of me. I've always just had one screen in front of me. And I've always made sure that I just have the window open that I need, and any windows that I'm not using are closed and can get reopened later. Another example is even when I was 14, 15, 16, and I was really getting into the world of self-help, starting to read a book a week and, you know, really just working on myself and working on my capacity to focus and work, I was notorious for always just having my phone on airplane mode, you know, most of the day. And then when I needed to use it, I would just take it off of airplane mode. And the reason I do this sort of stuff is because I want to make sure no one is able to rob me of my focus. So as I said, if you're at a point in life where you have these goals, but it feels like when you sit at your desk, you can't get to it. Like it's too hard. You're just constantly distracting yourself. That means that you need to work on your focus. And in order to work on your focus, you need to reset your dopamine levels. Now, I'm sure you guys have seen plenty of videos on YouTube about dopamine detoxes, what they are, what they can do for you, you know, how it can help you achieve your goals. Well, in today's video, what I'm really going to do is I'm just going to give you a framework for the next 7 days of what to do to actually reset your dopamine levels, tangibly what that's going to feel like, you know, what you're actually going to, like, how your experience of the world is going to be different 7 days from now. And then most importantly, how to integrate that. Because here's what happens a lot of times is people will do dopamine detoxes. And then from there, you know, one bad habit will creep back in. Like, for example, you know, their phone is the first thing they check in the morning, and, you know, that'll creep back in for 2 or 3 days. And then they're like, you know what, when I'm doing work, might as well just have a podcast or a YouTube video playing in the background. And these bad habits start to sneak back in. So I'm going to show you exactly after the 7-day dopamine detox, how to actually integrate this back into your life. Now, everyone might have varying opinions on how long you should actually do a dopamine detox for. For me personally, I think 7 days is a good benchmark, and there are 4 key pillars to resetting your dopamine levels. Now, you need to understand that a detox, you know, in of itself insinuates that it's going to be a short burst. So a dopamine detox for me, as I said, is not a lifestyle. It is a hard reset that you press in order to reset your levels. So that way you increase your capacity to focus, to be disciplined, and, you know, you actually increase your output levels. Now, for the next 7 days, starting from tomorrow, here are the 4 things I need you to do in order to practice a dopamine detox. Now, before I say this, as I said, there are people that have, you know, radically different approaches to it. These are just the 4 that I would recommend over the space of the last 8 years, ever since I was 14. So from 14 to 22, you know, practicing different dopamine detoxes at different points of the year. So the first one is 1 hour a day screen time on your phone. Now, if you actually open up your iPhone right now, I'm sure there must be a version of this on Android, you can actually add your screen time as a widget onto your home screen. So allow yourself 1 hour of screen time every day for the next 7 days. Now, if your job involves, you know, your mobile phone for some reason, which, by the way, most of the time it doesn't, you can, you know, even if you need to use WhatsApp for your work, you could just use WhatsApp desktop, because it's just, of course, you're still technically using WhatsApp, but it's just a lot more focused, and it's just a lot more purposeful than just being on your phone. So as I said, 1 hour a day of mobile screen time use for the next 7 days. And even if you need to use it for your work, just find some sort of workaround. As I said, this isn't something that you do for the rest of your life. This is really just something to reset the button. So that is pillar number one of the 7-day dopamine detox reset, which is 1 hour a day of mobile screen time. Hey, just a heads up, if you enjoy content like this, definitely go ahead and follow my Twitter. I'm posting stuff like this every single day on there in real time, just sharing my thoughts, things that are coming in my mind, you know, things that have helped me get to this point in life. In fact, if you go on there, the first pinned comment is a full thread on exactly how I made $10 million last year in 2021 and the 10 things I learned from it. So I'll leave that on screen and then I'll leave my Twitter handle in the description. Enjoy the rest of the video. Now, pillar number two of the 7-day reset is no YouTube, none whatsoever. I don't care if you think it is productive, and I've seen, I'd say, you know, 90% of people that watch self-help YouTube watch it and are just self-help junkies, right? And just don't actually apply it. And what it is if, you know, to them, it feels like productive procrastination, right? You're still procrastinating. You're still not actually doing or accomplishing anything. But in your mind, you're thinking, you know, I'm watching videos on how to focus better, while at the same time frying your focus. You know, it's actually quite ironic. So no matter how much value you think you get out of YouTube, and by the way, and I will say YouTube is a very, very valuable place if used correctly. I'll give you a perfect example of how to actually use it. You know, I'll give you something tangible right here. If you're using Chrome, you can use a Chrome plugin, and there's, you know, many of them out there that basically hides YouTube recommendations. That way, when you go into YouTube, the only thing that will show up is your subscriptions, and it doesn't offer any recommendations on the side. So that way you can be very, very specific about who you subscribe to and what content you take in. So that way you are using YouTube productively, you know, rather than just looking for the next hit of, self-help junkie videos. So as I said, that is a tangible tip that you can take after the 7 days. But for the next 7 days, and by the way, this applies to my videos as well, no YouTube. Cut it out, delete it from your iPhone, delete it from your iPad, and do not use it on your desktop. Now, the third pillar of the 7-day reset is, I'm not sure if I can actually say the word, so we'll say adult films. So no sort of adult films, no 18 plus stuff. You guys know what I'm talking about. None whatsoever. Now, I know that some of you guys are so addicted, you literally cannot not self-pleasure yourself. Once again, you know what I'm talking about here.
Nice.
For 7 days. So that's why I thought, you know, I would rather give you guys a fair chance to see this thing through rather than, you know, just be super strict. And, you know, maybe only 10% of you guys actually accomplish this. So, you know, you can do whatever you want down there, however many times a day, you know, multiple times a day. I recommend obviously cut it back as much as humanly possible. If you can do 7 days without, perfect. And then I know some of you guys can't. But the big thing here is just no imagery. And by the way, you know, to me, that also means, you know, none of these Instagram baddies that all you guys follow. And by the way, and you're just a little side note here. Why do you guys follow all these Instagram models? Like, I don't know. For me personally, I don't get it. Like, unless you know this person in real life and you actually have a chance of whatever, sparking some sort of connection with this person, like, just why? Like, it's
what?
And, you know, this is a much longer video that I can talk about, but like, when you put things on pedestal, whether that be a supercar or a potential partner or literally whatever it is, to me, it's just, you're creating a separation from it. So unless this is someone who you actually have a chance with, like, for me, just unfollow all these Instagram models that you follow and stuff like that. And I'll be honest, probably a lot of the girls that you guys are following on Instagram, I know personally in real life, or we've hung out, we've spent time together, et cetera, et cetera. These are people I literally know in real life, and I even mute all their stuff. That's a brilliant invention on Instagram. Just mute people's stories, mute people's posts, because when I go on my feed and I'm really dialed in, I don't need to be deriving pleasure from something that's digital like that and not like an actual physical connection. So once again, just a little side note, but it all ties into the fact that for the next 7 days, no adult films, no nothing, right? If you do have to self-pleasure, you know, we'll call it that, use your imagination, old school way, right? So moving on to pillar number four of the 7-day reset is 10 minutes a day of meditation. Just 10 minutes, that is it. Obviously, if you can do more, if you can do 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you know, an hour, I'll be honest, I know a lot of you guys here have lots and lots of time a day, right? So might as well, if you can do 30 minutes, that's incredible. But as I said earlier, I want to set you guys up to win and actually accomplish all of these things. So that is the fourth pillar, just 10 minutes a day of meditation. So ladies and gentlemen, when you accomplish this for the next 7 days, what it is really doing is just hitting the reset button. Things that before you found no enjoyment from, you know, just looking at the view or just walking down the street with no music playing, right? Just literally the sound of the street. You're gonna derive pleasure from things like that when you didn't before. Even just the 10 minutes a day of meditation, the first day it's gonna be super, super hard, but by day seven, you're gonna be like, I actually kind of enjoy this thing. Basically what's gonna happen is your baseline of stimulation, so the amount of stimulation you need in order to, you know, get any pleasure from something is gonna reset, right? That's what the dopamine detox does. It's gonna reset. So that means that when you sit at your computer, before the things that you found difficult or hard, or let's say, you know, when you pick up your Kindle or a book to read, the things that you found difficult or hard before, now you're like, oh wow, this is actually, you know, I'm in flow, I'm enjoying this. So that's what I meant when most people get it wrong, when they think that they need more energy or they need more knowledge. That is not true. Instead, what you need is more focus. And in order to have more focus in your life, you need to be able to enjoy and derive enjoyment from just the simple things. So this is truly the reset that you need in order to achieve your goals. Now, as I said, this is just 7 days. So you might be wondering, you know, what do I do after this? Well, this is where something called monk mode comes in. Now, monk mode is something that I started talking about 2 years ago. I think there's been some books and stuff written about it. Or I think it's been like a general thing that's been floating around for I don't know how long. But around 2 years ago, I started sharing my monk mode protocol, and it just, you know, within my sort of cult following, it became a thing. So what you want to do after these 7 days is you want to go from dopamine detox to monk mode. So monk mode is really more a way of life. Now, monk mode is something that I do 6 months of the year, and 3 months a year, I'm basically just, I just party. You know, work goes from my first priority to like my third or fourth priority. And, you know, I just enjoy my time. And the other 3 months, I'm a little bit, live a little bit more of that balanced lifestyle people talk about. So what I'm going to do is right below this video, I'm going to leave a link to my monk mode video on exactly how to execute on it. Once you've done the 7 days of dopamine detox, go straight into 21 days of monk mode. It's a lot less intense than dopamine detox. So, you know, you have that to look forward to. And when you attach these two things, when you do these two things back together, whatever your goals are for 2022, consider it done. That's the way that I view monk mode. I know that if I can do 6 months of monk mode, then it doesn't matter that, you know, I'm only doing 6 months of deep focused work. And, you know, 3 months a year, I'm enjoying myself and partying. Another 3 months, it's more of like a, you know, balanced lifestyle, as I said. I know that in that 6 months, I genuinely get more done in those 6 months than most people do in 3 or 4 years, because these things compound and they stack on top of each other. So ladies and gentlemen, for those of you guys who have done monk mode in the past, I want you to leave a comment down below and share what your experience has been with it so far. Go ahead, check out that monk mode video. And just remember, focus is the thing that you need to be optimizing for. The more that you can have singular focus on the task that you are trying to accomplish, the more that you're going to win at life. So on that note, I'll catch you guys in the next video.